The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. For more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member services and success. They look forward to serving your financial interests. It's a new year, and DuPage Credit Union is celebrating by giving away an incredible prize each month, valued up to $1,000. To learn how you can win February's prize of a $500 gift card to Naperville Jewelers, visit DuPageCU.com or stop by a DuPage Credit Union branch office and ask about 12 months, 12 prizes. That's DuPageCU.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also brought to you by First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. First Command Financial Services, 630-756-0193, extension 201, or www.firstcommand.com. Arthur Murray danced in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out their website at arthurmurraynaperville.com or give them a call for information on lessons at 630-355-6240. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Pope Family Dental, located in downtown Naperville, veteran-owned, veteran-friendly. Call 630-961-5851, PopeFamilyDental.com. Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique Naperville Steakhouse experience with food, fun, cocktails, and live music. Uncork at Sullivan's Steakhouse at 630-305-0230. At Sullivan Steakhouse in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by Mad Landscaping. Let them do your spring maintenance. And there's a big storm, snowstorm coming up this weekend. Give them a call for your snow removal at 630-664-1612. That's madlandscaping.com. And brought to you by All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Strahl Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Strahl at www.thestrahlteam.com, or you can call them at 630-222-1131. That's 222-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. Little Rini's Chocolates and Cakes is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, specializing in custom cakes for all occasions. Little Rainey's ChocolatesandCakes.com or call for an order, 630-922-0265. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play, www.napersettlement.org. Bike Bald, we're proud to have Bike Bald as a new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Bike Bald, we bike for kids with cancer. Check out their website, www.bike.bald.com. And by Innovative Orthodontic Centers, Enhancing Smiles for Life, Innovative Orthodontic Centers, 630-6960. That's www.orthocenters.org. And finally, the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Check out www.napervilletrolley.com. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. My love won't do you no harm, and I feel
spine.
I feel nice, a sugar and spine.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Paul Harvey, good day.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. That's my nephew, Jakey. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show I like to call that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into the good show, where you know every week I give you or bring you good guests, good topics, and good news, and at least one good laugh. And we have lots of good guests today, and we'll get to all of them soon. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on Internet Radio. All right, what's the good word, everybody? Well, for me, I'll tell you one word. You ready for this one? Snow. We got more of it coming. Can you believe this? If you're not living in the Chicagoland area but you listen to this show, you've heard me try not to whine about this too much. But just in the last couple of weeks, really, we've really enjoyed this winter, all the snow and the sledding and all the snow activities. But, you know, January's over, and February's over, and to hear that we're getting more snow this weekend is just too much to bear. It really is. But we will get through it. We will get through it, and I will find the time to shovel again my big walk, my big driveway. But we will get through it, that's for sure. You know who I feel really sorry for are those that signed up for the Polar Plunge. Charity event called the Polar Plunge in Chicago, if you've never heard of it, and it benefits Special Olympics. And this Sunday is the Polar Plunge, and there's supposed to be a lot of snow, especially this Sunday, temperatures in the teens. So it's not going to be really pretty. Hopefully there's a good turnout for that. I really hope. My sisters did it a couple of years ago, but I think, correct me if I'm wrong, sis, but I think they were within the 40s, so it really wasn't that much of a polar plunge, although she might argue with me, because it still is cold when you're wearing just a bathing suit in Chicago in February. But anyway, so that big event is this weekend, and you know, Mayor Emanuel is going to be there, and he's challenged Jimmy Fallon to come and do the polar plunge, so we're going to have some celebrities there down on the lakefront, so if you get a chance to go down there, and check it out. It'll be a good time. So this Sunday, March 2nd, to benefit Special Olympics. I got a couple announcements before we take our first guest, though. We wanted to remind you that Bike Bald, who is a new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, is having a green grub and pub crawl on Sunday, March 16th. You know, March is only a couple days away, so this is about 2 weeks away. Sunday, March 16th, the day after Naperville St. Patrick's Day Parade. This pub crawl starts at 10 o'clock. It'll start at Quigley's Pub in downtown Naperville, and they're going to ride bikes to Muldoon's Pub in Wheaton and then back to Quigley. So it's approximately 20 miles, I'm told, trying to get everybody to wear their best green. And you can register for this pub crawl at www.bike.bald.com. Don't forget that dot in between bike and bald, but I'm sure once you put that in your search engine, I'm sure you'll find Bike Bald there. So that's a good time. So thanks to Quigley's, Muldoon's, and the Dolly McCarthy Show for sponsoring this event. Yeah, I just thanked myself. How funny is that? All this is to raise money for children with cancer. It's all about the kids that weekend. Just a quick reminder, if you haven't gotten your tickets, it's still not too late to do this. If you still want to come to Casa Kane County's Hollywood, the Golden Era Children's Champion Celebration Gala and Auction, this Saturday night starts at 5:30. It's at the Q Center. You know I've talked about Casa Kane County on this show many times before. They are court-appointed special advocates working hard, ensuring that every child in Kane County is appointed to a trained and caring CASA volunteer advocating for their best interests. So this is such a worthy cause, folks. So if you're looking for something to do Saturday night and you want to check out some of these fabulous live and silent auction items, and there's going to be a cocktail reception. Of course, there'll be dinner, and then there'll be dancing. That's at the Q Center Saturday night for Casa Kane County. I just wanted to remind you about that. I will be there. So if you do go, please look for me and let me know you heard about it on the show. And finally, one more quick announcement. Tri-City Family Services, the Dolly McCarthy Show, is sponsoring their annual silent auction, live auction, their gala as well. And that is Saturday, April 26th. There's still time, lots of time for this one. But I wanted to give you a heads up because they're still looking for sponsors and company matchings. You know, you donate something in dollar amount in your company, looking for companies to match donations. Still working on that. If you'd like to go, that is Saturday, April 26th, all benefiting Tri-City Family Services. This is their 25th annual benefit and auction. So that will be a good time, and I will be at that one as well. You know, I don't miss those things. I really try not to, because so much good and so much work is put into these events, and you wouldn't believe how much these not-for-profits really rely on these galas. So hopefully I will see you there. Okay, we have a lot of interesting guests. We've got quite an eclectic group today. So many interesting guests, and I am going to get to the phones right now, and hopefully my first guest is here, and her, yeah, I think so, I hope. Let's see. Well, let me just tell you, this first guest is a licensed therapist, mediator, parenting coordinator, collaborative child specialist, and a divorce coach. Danette Perry has personal experience with divorce, and she's vowed to provide encouragement and services supporting separating families, and we've got her on the line this morning. Good morning, Danette.
Hi, Dolly. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I hope we could provide one of the laughs. I don't know. Divorce doesn't always bring a laugh to anyone's mind, right?
No. But, first of all, welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. This is your first time on the show. And we are going to talk about, I want to get to, we've talked before, Danette, on many occasions, and I've asked you to be on this show because I find it very fascinating and interesting how, first of all, there's the pieces of divorce, there's the legal process, the financial impact, then you have the emotional piece. Let's just start out right now. How has divorce, the process of divorce, changed in the last maybe 10, 20 years?
Well, more people are considering options that better serve their families than the option that is the normal process. And what I mean by the normal process is each of the spouses gets an attorney and then they fight. And now we're looking at it a little bit differently, and we're saying, do we really need to have that much of a fight? Because the legal component is really pretty direct and pretty specific, and there's rules and regulations, and this is what happens. And the financial component is also pretty similar, is that depending on how long you've been married, your assets get split up and you get child support, and that's pretty much it. And the piece that more people are being concerned about is the emotional piece. And that's what really doesn't get, if you follow the process with the attorneys, the emotional piece is just totally ignored. And that's the piece that we're looking more at now. And we've got studies that tell us, you know, the impact of divorce. And we really need to figure out a way to look at divorce in a different way and to just change the conversation that surrounds the divorce.
Now, you wear many hats with the divorce process. You're a therapist. You're a child specialist. You're also a mediator. You can mediate people's divorces without them having to go through attorneys and paying those high fees. Would you say, before we get into, because I think it's almost maybe even more important, the emotional side of it, especially when you're involving children. But real quickly, would you say that mediation is more popular today than it's ever been before? Because why?
Well, it's absolutely more popular than it's been before, and I think that the economy might actually have something to do with it. Mm-hmm. It's because people know that if you get a divorce, it could cost as much as $30,000 or more, depending on how much you fight. And if you go with a mediator, you're not going to spend a third of that money, and you get a better solution. So it's your solution. It's what you decide is important for you and your family. So it's a much better option.
And the two sides have to be willing, though, to talk things through.
Yeah,
because you can't just run behind your attorney and fight over Uncle Sam's oil painting over the couch that's worthless when you're paying $200 an hour in attorney fees for 8 days. So the mediation only works when both sides are willing to talk.
Exactly. And it's important that both sides are willing, and it's also important that both sides are, if they're having issues with going through the divorce, if they're stuck and being hurt or devastated, or if they feel betrayed, they should be working with a therapist as well, because sometimes the inevitable is the inevitable, and fighting it only costs money, and you can't take your frustrations and hurt out in the legal system. I guess you can, but the only thing that it does is it makes you lose some money. I had a client one time that told me that she found an attorney that promised to get her 70% of all of their assets. And I tried to talk her out of it, but she still went ahead. And now their home is in foreclosure, which was the only asset that they really had any amount of money in. And so they fought for so long that they used up all their assets. So when you're promised 70%, you have to be careful to ask 70% of what, because it can all go in the fighting of, you know, of the little issues. So when you use mediation, you're just hiring one person. And when you use, you know, litigation, you hire two attorneys, and the fee's usually higher than a mediator would charge. So it's really worth trying mediation. And even if you don't finish everything in mediation, you would be surprised at how many things you actually agree on. So you can work with a mediator and agree on as much as you can, and then if there's a few sticking points that you can't agree on, then you can move on to another process. But you've already decided many things and can agree on those things and move ahead. So you still save money in the long run.
Absolutely. Well, that makes sense. When a couple, does it usually one person from the marriage that approaches you, or is it a couple that approaches you and you decide on a fee, and then you start working on the mediation. And then when does that therapist part of you step into play here? If you're mediating, you know, for both sides and trying to make it fair and equal, do you intervene at some point and say, hey, look, this is not healthy, or maybe we should take it this route, or I'm looking at your children here, they need help. So what you specifically, your services, how do you handle each case like that?
Well, I try to provide services dependent upon the case. But the important thing is a mediator is impartial. So I don't ever give advice to my clients if they're mediating. I may interject if they seem to be at an impasse and don't know what to do, I can say to them, you might want to try, I've had clients that have tried this, I've had clients that have tried that, and give them some ideas for options, or I might give them an article to read or somewhere to go to understand better what's going on in their relationship. But I also can suggest to them, you might want to see a therapist about that. You might want to get your children into therapy. But when I'm a mediator, I am really to be relatively impartial. I can give some advice, but I try not to overstep, because what you really want to do when you're a mediator is you want both parties to feel that you're on their side. The only time that I'll actually take a stand might be with the children. And if there's, what I try to understand is, what are the children doing now? You know, help me to understand how their lives are now. And then I try to help the parents develop a parenting plan that gives the children as much as their current life as they can have, even though they'll be, their parents will be in separate households. So I might say, you know, your children might think this, or I might be a voice for the children because they're not in the room. But I try never to say to either party that they're wrong or right. I try to keep bringing it back to the center. Because in mediation, there's no wrong or right answer. It's whatever works for that family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, well, how about your hat you wear as divorce coach? Tell us what that is exactly.
Okay, as a divorce coach, I find this to be a very, very interesting piece of my practice, because oftentimes, thank God, we only get divorced once, right? So when we start thinking, oh,
we would hope.
right. We should learn by our divorce, right, never to do it again. But so when you get divorced, you kind of go, oh, my gosh, what do I do? Where do I start? How do I, you know, what's the best way? So a divorce coach can work with one person or two people, both people, to really just educate them in what the processes are, to get an idea of who they are, what their family's like, and to help them to determine the best route for them to use. If they have a relatively straightforward situation where they own a home, two cars, and have two kids, their best prospect is to go through mediation, because you don't want to spend a lot of money and they don't have a lot of things to split up. But if they have a very complicated situation where they may have a family business, or they have the one party has a business that was started during their marriage and there's going to be some complications there, they may choose to use the collaborative process. And that process is that you each get an attorney, but the attorney is dedicated to negotiating and to coming to an agreement. So there's never the threat of, I'm going to take you to court, I'm going to talk to the judge. It's all negotiated in a meeting. And there's a financial neutral, so if there's a business, they can get a financial person that will look at the business and come up with some good ideas for the couple to choose from into how to split up their assets. So it's still, it's like mediation.
That's collaborative.
Plus. That's collaborative.
Okay. So there's mediation, then there's collaborative, and then there's the litigation, which,
right,
you know, like it sounds like you would recommend that most people avoid that at all costs, because you just save so much money
and probably a lot
of headaches going back
exactly.
and forth between attorneys, and instead of
right.
just facing each other right across the table from each other and working it out, which, you know, that's tough to do, because that's probably one of the reasons why they're getting a divorce, because they've faced each other for years and not been able to work it out. But that's where the mediator comes in, your role.
Right. And the thing, the wonderful part of mediation, and you're right, most people are getting divorced because they cannot communicate. And the issue there is, if they have children, they're going to have to figure out a way to communicate for those children. And mediation really helps parents to learn how to communicate unemotionally. So you can talk about the children and what is for the best of the children without saying, I'm not supporting you or I'm not supporting you. It's really about the children. So it takes the children, puts them in the middle of the table and says, how can we be better parents for these kids?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it really trains them. So they walk away from mediation with skills. I know how to talk to you. I know how to negotiate with you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's also another process that parents can use, and that's parenting coordination. Parenting coordination in Illinois is a relatively new process. It's just been around for a couple years, and Cook County is really using it a lot, but other states have used parenting coordination for many, many years. And a parenting coordinator is different than a mediator because the parenting coordinator will actually be involved in educating the parents, explaining to them with the impact on the children, explaining to mm-hmm. them why they need to support their children. And also, a parenting coordinator will actually suggest options and say, you know what, last weekend that didn't work out very well. So this weekend what I would like you to try is, and to give them a suggestion. And this is something that I've been doing for the last maybe two and a half years. And what I find as a parenting coordinator is oftentimes there's a tug of war between the parents, right? The mom doesn't want to take the dad's suggestions, and the dad doesn't want to take the mom's suggestions, and they get into a bit of a tug of war, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a parenting coordinator, I think, becomes the rope. So instead of it being mom's idea or dad's idea, it's the parenting coordinator's idea. So they both can agree. So
there we
really,
go.
Right?
There you go, Danette, working your magic there.
It's a little bit of magic, but it's
good
just,
way to see that. Yes, good way to do that.
It's very practical.
Are you finding more and more people are going mediation and collaborative route and avoiding the litigation? Do you have any statistics on that? Because I'm very curious about that. I keep running into people that are saying, oh, my divorce is taking 3 years and I'm $30,000 in, so now I have to fight for everything because I've already invested in that. Just awful way to look at things. But
do you have any statistics
on that?
You know, I don't really have any handy, but if you invite me back next time, I will. But, you know, other thing that I'd like to say about that scenario that you just described, it's never too late. It's never too late to stop it and to say, you know what, we're going to go try mediation for a while. We're going to go and figure out if we can come to some kind of an agreement. Because here's a statistic that I have. If you look at how many divorces go into litigation, 97% of those will end before they go to trial. So only 3% actually end up in trial.
Wow.
So 97%
really
drag it out. They drag it out. They drag it out. They drag it out. And yet it ends without a trial. So your story never gets in front of that judge.
Wow, that's really something. Well, Danette, we have it's been very enlightening and interesting talking to you about this, and we could probably talk a lot longer about this. There's so many facets of divorce, especially when it involves children.
Right.
And so, you will definitely come back on the show.
Sure. Well, thank you.
Come
I'd
back with those statistics.
Okay. I certainly will do
that. Danette Perry, we've been talking to Danette Perry, a licensed therapist, mediator, parenting coordinator, collaborative child specialist, and a divorce coach. And if you would like to reach Danette Perry, you can give her a call. Danette, what's the number that they can call or an email or website they can go to?
I'm at 630-437-1030, and my website is danetteperry.com.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for being on the show this morning, Danette.
Thank you, Dolly. Have a great day.
Take care. You too.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right. Well, my next guest has written his first book titled Happy Utopia Day, Joe McCarthy. Please welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show my friend and my neighbor, J.T. Lundy. J.T., welcome.
Hello, Dolly.
Good morning.
How are you?
You're finally on my show. It's so cool to have a local author, and I'm so extremely proud of you and excited for you because I just found out that your book is an Amazon bestseller.
Yeah,
and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, just a couple weeks ago, it hit the top 10 on the satire list for Amazon bestseller, which is really cool because when I wrote this book, you know, I was telling people I wanted to write something like Kurt Vonnegut gets catch 20, or Kurt Vonnegut gets catch cradle, or Joseph Heller's catch 22. And when it reached the top 10 list on Amazon, it was positioned right next to Cat's Cradle and Catch 22. So it was really
cool
to see that. Yeah, I took a picture of it and everything. So yeah.
No, JT has three boys, and he's married to a dear friend of mine, Renee Lundy. And now, do the kids think you're so cool now because of that, or do they already think? I know you're a very tight family. I know they just adore you, but now you're really cool because you're on the bestseller list.
well, as you know, I left my other job a while back, and so for a long time, the boys are just kind of like, "Well, what's Dad doing?" And I've been writing, and kind of went back to school for writing, but they never really kind of got it, And they go to tell their friends, "What's your dad really do?" And like, "Well, I'm not really sure. He just kind of hangs around."
Hearing that, because you were working in the trading pits in Chicago's futures and exchange, options exchange, and then I remember you, quote-unquote, you retired, and Renee was telling me, he's writing and taking classes, and I thought, what can he be doing up there? What is he doing? What really is he writing? Then I had no idea that one day in my mailbox would be a book signed by you, so I was just thrilled to get that. What made you retire and start writing?
God, I spent 20 years down there, and I just got sick of it. I loved it for the longest time. I loved being physical and yelling and screaming and doing all that and using my wits. But the industry changed. The industry became more electronic, anytime you had dealt with people, it became you're just dealing with problems. So, I started not looking for going into work. We took a family vacation like 7 years ago. We rented an RV and we headed out west. And Renee really is not much of a camper. And
she's a trooper.
She was not enthused about this trip at all. So, she didn't want to go. The movie RV was out with Robin Williams. We were imagining all these problems. And to make a long story short, the vacation was fantastic. And during the vacation, I kind of took notes. I journaled it and just what we did, very factual. And about when we got back from the vacation about 6 months later, I went back to my journal and I filled in, what we saw and our feelings and what we did. And that process of writing about the vacation, I was able to relive it. And I never, writing to me was always business reports or critiques and essays, and I never had that experience of, meditating or having my mind go to somewhere else through writing. And, I relived the vacation, and I like, this is really neat. I want to do some more writing. And then just one thing led to another.
So the hobby turned into a passion, and the rest is history. Are you working on a second book?
I've just finished one up that I sent off to the publisher yesterday, so let's see what's
happening.
You're kidding. This is a more of a romantic comedy. So when I say that, the lady's eyes light up a little bit more. It's a romantic comedy. It's called right now. It's called Saving Grapes, and it's about a couple of slackers from America who travel to France to work on a vineyard, but the vineyard is run by a convent of nuns. So that's kind
oh
of
my god. Come up with these things. Where do these ideas come into your head? Hilarious.
No, I don't know. It's just the joy of writing is you get to travel somewhere else or you get to experience something else. So I guess it's just, it's just make-believe, really.
When I got your book, open up the book, I love the first line. The first line in your book. How long did it take? Let me just read it. Mr. Thompson, it's the White House. Now, how long did it take you to come up with that first line, JT?
Oh, a long, long time, In fact, that line was probably a page or two in. We kept cutting it down, and, what's the essence? Let's get right to it, and that's right to it, and you get a call from
the White House. You did, and as soon as I started reading this, I felt like I was almost halfway through the book. It's just like you just got right to everything, and
I think the
writing
fast.
Is superb in this book, and it really, you took me by surprise. You really did.
Oh, well, thank you very
much. I didn't think you had it. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't mean it. I was really pleasantly surprised, and I'm so happy for you about this book. It's an enjoyable read. You can get a copy of this book on Amazon, right? And
get it on
it's
Amazon.
In our local bookstore. Barnes & Noble has it.
Yeah, and you know, they actually have some signed copies down there with bookmarks. So if you want a signed copy, you definitely can get one. I'm happy to sign one for anyone here around Naperville if I can get to them, too. You can go to my website, jtlundy.com, and send me a message, and there's also information there where you can get it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, for people that are, you know, working in maybe they're not in a trading pit in Chicago's futures exchanges, but if they're, you know, they're working and they have, they've always wanted to write, you got any advice for them?
Well, yeah, you know, don't quit your day job. you know, because
don't have to
you know,
rent an RV and go across the country, right?
Right, it's a very tough world, but yeah, you know, get involved. I started out by taking a community a class at COD, a creative writing class, and one thing, you know, I met some other writers, and you just kind of step by step, you learn more and more, and get into the writing community, and there's you know, there's other writers out there, and you know, that was a novel idea or experience to me. They're like, wow, yeah, I can go somewhere and talk about writing, because here I was kind of like doing it on my own and, you know, not really telling anybody about it. I was a little embarrassed about it, actually. But yeah.
Really?
Talk to other people. I'm like, well, you know what? He's writing, you know? So one thing led to another, and, there's a whole community out there. There's a whole world of writing, and, you know, you just slowly get into it. But, it's just like any hobby or passion. You slowly get into it. If you like it, you invest more into it.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating. But I think it's really neat for people listening, if they're interested in this, no matter what age they are, no matter what they're doing, if they're doing something that's totally not into writing, like you had a job, you weren't writing, you were doing business writing a little bit, right? But that's not the same as writing a novel. But if you are curious about this, take a class, give it a try. It's never too late to start something like this.
Well, everyone can write, and, you know, everyone can tell a story. So, you know, everyone can write and tell a story. Mm-hmm. So and to me, it's a meditative process. It's like meditating, taking time out and, you know, going and enjoying something that your mind can just leave the real world for a while.
Uh-huh. Where do you do most of your writing?
Well,
time of day even?
It's changing. I used to do it right in the morning. I'd get up and do it right in the morning, but, you know, things, you know, I'm doing a lot of marketing now, so my day's not quite as free, so, you know, I do some writing on my iPhone even. You know, I've gotten to the point where, like, you're sitting here waiting to pick up the kids or something. I'm like, well, you know, I've got 15 minutes. I'm just going to write 20 words, and sometimes 20 words turns into 100 words. So, yeah, ideally I like to get 2 to 3 hours, and, you know, I've got a garage out there with a little room that I kind of go in and sit and get some peace and quiet, but that's the majority of it. But, you know, I'm trying to get where I can sit down and write wherever I am.
That's fantastic. Well, how about the boys? Have you inspired them to start writing? Are they cranking out their own?
Well, I mean, that's been the greatest thing about this is when they actually got to see the books in, you know, Barnes and Nobles, and they're in the airports across the country. When they actually got to see a book, a physical book, that was that really meant a lot to me. And you know, one of them, my oldest, has read it all the way through and really enjoyed it. And the other two are still making their way through, so I don't know if that means anything.
You're kidding. It's not required reading in the Lundy House.
No, I haven't. I didn't even require it.
Excuse me. Well, it's been so great to talk to you, JT. Will you come back on the show again with your next book and keep us in the loop about all your writing?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for, congratulations for all the success you've had with the show.
Oh, thank you. Going on 1 year next week of the Dolly McCarthy Show. But I love the book, and I'm not Oprah, so it's not like an Oprah endorsement, but it's a Dolly McCarthy endorsement. Get the book. You will really enjoy it from the first line. Mr. Thompson, it's the White House. It's fantastic. I could just hear it. You can pick up the book over at, if you're in Naperville, Barnes & Noble. There's signed copies in there. You can go to their websites, Amazon, right? Apple, Google Play, all that. Have you done a book on tape? Is that what they call it? Book on tape, where you've
the audio
read
book
the entire
yet? No,
book?
We haven't done that yet.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Something to work on. Well, if you need a voice,
Right,
to help
go.
You out. Actually, I love hearing the authors' voices read their own words. So mm-hmm. you got to do it, JT.
Okay.
Be a nice summer project for you.
Sounds good.
Well, it was great to have you on the show. Thanks again, JT, and best wishes and congratulations. The book
Thank
is called
you, Dolly.
Happy Utopia. You're welcome. Happy Utopia Day, Joe McCarthy. It's a novel by JT Lundy. Best of luck to JT. Great book. Okay, we are going to move on to our next
it's
guest.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Let's see. You know, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, I got stuff for that. That's coming up. But tonight, it's Thirsty Thursday. What's going on Thirsty Thursday? Well, let's check in with my pal, my favorite firefighter in Naperville and a local country rock star, Mr. Billy Croft, is on the line. He's back on the show again. Billy, this is like your third time on the show. I think you're the most frequent guest I've ever had, besides Chris Herrera, pianist.
Well, don't I get some award for that or something? I don't know. like an
I'll have
alumni.
To come up with
I must
a,
be alumni.
That's a, love it. I'll have to come up with something. That's a great idea. Let me think about it. And the fourth time you're on the show, maybe the fifth time is when you get the award.
Yeah, I'm like Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live. So many guest spots on your show.
And if I ever end the show, I'll make sure you're the last guest. How about that?
Well, that would be great.
That won't
Thank
happen.
You.
Well, thanks for being on the show again, Billy. You know, I know you're playing tonight over at one of my favorite bars, Toby Keith's in Rosemont, Illinois. Tell us about what's special about tonight.
Well, this is our first time in at Toby Keith's, which is 5441 Rosemont Avenue, right there, so you can check it out. First time in, and we are opening for Mr. Chris Cagle tonight. So
it's
a great opportunity for us to be in front of such a great country music star as Chris, and love his music, and being the first time in, and them slotting us with Chris Cagle is it's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I was really hoping to get there, but, I got to work at 2 in the morning, so now I can't make it. But, I've never seen Chris Cagle in concert, but it is so worth just getting there to see Billy. And Chris is just a little bit icing on the side, but Billy is the man. Billy Croft and the Five Alarm Band. Let me just tell you about Billy. He's an 18-year veteran of the Naperville Fire Department. Right there, folks, you got to show up. We got to support our first responders, right? And I've seen his show several times, and my girls have come with me, and they're big fans. I know I've told you this, Billy. They just love you, and they wear those T-shirts you gave them with such pride. They think they're so cool when they're wearing those shirts.
Well, that's
and,
good.
So tonight, are you? Have you ever met Chris Cagle? Chris Cagle comes from Nashville, right? And what are some of his songs? I can't think of it. Isn't this awful? I'm not at my, I don't have my iTunes up, so I can't play any of his music. And I can't even play any of Billy's because I don't have that iTunes. Got computer problems this morning. So forgive me, Billy, but, I guess it's just a really high energy show. Country music.
He's had some, some great, great songs. Most recent, Let There Be Cowboys. I think that's one of his songs that he had recently. He's had a number of hits. He went away for a little bit, but What a Beautiful Day is another big song that he had. Chicks Dig It. What Kind of Gone? Anywhere But Here. So he's had a long, long, long list. Great Laredo. Those are some of his early stuff. So,
We didn't try to get him on the show because we really, really were excited about having Billy. So here I am, only on the Dolly McCarthy Show am I having Billy Croft plug Chris Cagle and give me all the goods on him.
Well,
that's why we love you so much, Billy.
we've had some great opportunities to open up for a lot of national acts, and it's just been, you know, this last couple of years have been just taken off like a rocket. So this just adds to the list. Last year, I know we did, we got to open up for Winona and Jody Messina, and it's been a lot of fun. So hopefully we'll get to meet them tonight and, you know, get some pictures.
Yeah.
That's good for Facebook and all that fun stuff. So
yeah. And now, Billy, for those that are new to the show or just listening, have never heard my interviews before with you, when did the band start, your band, Billy Croft and the Five Alarm?
We started about 5 years ago, and we still have the same core group. We've stuck it out. And I did a CD about 3 years ago down in Nashville that we're promoting. Still looking to do a new CD here coming up next year in Nashville. And I got some great songs that I've written for the project. So, you know, if you come out, you're going to hear a little mixture of, you know, brand new country on the radio right now, doing some covers. And you'll hear some of my original music also. That I think competes very, very well with what's on the radio today.
Mm-hmm. How has life changed for you in those 5 years? Because you're everywhere. You're playing it everywhere. It seems like every weekend you've got something.
Well, lack of sleep is the big one. being a firefighter, you know, working every third day in the great city of Naperville, and then, you know, doing over 100 shows a year with the band, it's, you know, and then being a dad and being a husband and you know, all that stuff that goes with it. It, you know, lack of sleep is a big one, but I love doing it, and I wouldn't change it for the world. And it's my passion is to get up there and perform and be able to write great songs that connect with people. And I think that's what's great about the songs I have. And, you know, people seem to gravitate towards that. So good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody knows on this show that I love country music. Last night, in fact, I was at the Allstate Arena to see Kip Moore, Casey Musgrave, and Lady Antebellum. And that show, it was an amazing show. Just Billy, just like yours. Yours is just amazing. The music. You play covers and you play your own original. It's a really fun time, folks. So you'll have a blast tonight for sure with Billy. Hey, Billy, who are some of your mentors in country music or people that you look up to? I mean,
well, probably Johnny Cash. Kenny Rogers. Love Kenny Rogers. And Brooks and Dunn, Garth Brooks. You know, those were, you know, that 90s country really, really pulled me in, you know, when I was in the early 20s. And just I never gravitated away from it. You know, I thank my parents for, you know, giving me country music because they love country music. Started out listening to, you know, Elvis Presley and you know, I just loved the way country music told a story, and I felt like, you know, every song was talking to me, and you know, I just told myself I want to write great country songs someday, and well, here I am.
Wow, and isn't it something how country music is? It's, like you said, every music just speaks to you. Every song just speaks to you, and not like every you know. Sometimes a rock and roll song comes on, you like it, or you don't like it, you know, or you may have liked it and you've played it over and over and over in your head. But for some reason, country music, and I tell this to my friends and family that are like, how come you're so into country music? No matter how many times, I never get tired of it because it always takes me back to a good memory or sometimes not such a good memory, but there's always been an outcome or lesson learned. But what is it with country music, especially this modern country now? Every single song, it just seems like every song is a hit, you know. And
yeah, it's good
really
stuff,
fun.
You know. And it's really, really catching fire. You know, it's funny. You know, we go to these clubs, and you know, the amount of younger people that are into country music, it's amazing. And it's great to see, you know, everybody thinks that country music is, you know, twangy and, you know, fiddles and steel guitars, but it's not. It can be, you know, just flat out in your face rock and roll, you know, talking about pickup trucks and you know, all that fun stuff. So it's good stuff, and it's really crossing over to that younger crowd.
It's right. It's simple. This is what life's about, and living it up. And speaking of living it up, Billy Croft is going to be playing tonight. Billy Croft and the Five Alarm. Catch the show at Toby Keith's tonight. It's in Rosemont. And if you want to check out Billy Croft, he's got a website. Billy, why don't you shoot out the website? And he's also got a Facebook page. Like him on Facebook. Can we follow you on Twitter, too? That's
yeah,
how many followers.
Yeah, I have a Twitter account.
Sure.
Right from my website, you can get to my Facebook page and my Twitter account. And it's www.billycroft.com. And please like us on Facebook. And we're almost to 4,000 likes. We're about 40 away. So I'm counting on all you Dolly McCarthy fans to come and like us and put us over that 4,000 mark. So
come
please
on,
come
let's
out and
do it.
Support us. So.
Fantastic. All right. Well, always good to talk to you, Billy. Have fun tonight. I really wish I could be there, but now I just got put on the schedule, so I can't go. But I know you got a lot of shows coming up. 100 shows a year you do about? Yeah, I'll be at a few more. That's for sure. We need to get out of the house. Have fun tonight, Billy.
Well,
thanks for calling
welcome.
In. And say
thanks,
hi to
Dolly.
Chris Cagle for me, will you? All right. Take care.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, it's always good to talk to my pal Billy Croft. Tonight is going to be a fun night. But you know what? If you can't go out tonight and you're looking for something to do this weekend in Naperville, Illinois, North Central College is having an evening of cabaret. It's part of their cabaret series on Sunday. Yeah, there's going to be a snowstorm, but you can. It's not going to be that bad. Trust me. Right? Well, don't quote me, okay? Let me just tell you, think positively. But Sunday, March 2nd, from 6 to 8 at the Madden Theater at North Central College, they're going to have a special performer. Her name is Kathy Cossens, and she is joining us now on the show to talk about that performance coming up this Sunday. Kathy, thank you for being on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Snowstorm, eh?
Yeah. Well, Kathy, where are you from? Don't tell me. Are you from Canada?
No, I'm not.
Are you from Canada?
No, I'm from Detroit.
Well, you said, hey. Yeah, hey there. I was thinking. So you're from, are you from Detroit or just driving in from Detroit?
I am from Detroit, and I'm driving in from Detroit. And I'm actually close enough to Canada, so.
Oh, wow.
It's going
minus 15 here. Why are you driving in? Because the storm is going to be coming. The snow is coming, Kathy.
What are you talking about?
When are you coming in? The snow
I'm
is coming.
I'm going to drive in on when? When are you predicting the snow?
Friday, Saturday, and the bulk of it is apparently Sunday.
Well, that's not good because I'm driving in. So.
Well, you'd be safe.
I hope the
you'd
weather
be safe.
Is clear. Yeah, I'm driving in on Saturday. I was going to drive in on Sunday morning, but I decided, given the weather, et cetera, I may as well get an early start. It's just straight across 94. And then I have some friends that I want to see in the music industry, that old colleagues and writers and journalists and friends and et cetera, et cetera. So if the weather's good, then I'll probably be able to see them on Saturday evening or first thing Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I really hope it's not. Is it really? Are they really and truly predicting a blizzard?
Yes. Inches each day. But you know what? We don't want to stress that. We don't want to dwell on that because, you know what? The city plow trucks are gonna clear the roads. Everybody's gonna be able to get to Kathy's concert over at North Central College this Sunday, right? And so, Kathy, let's talk about you. So you're a singer, a songwriter, a winning songwriter, and a record producer. Tell us a little bit about this show.
So and
it's a 2-hour show.
And a visual
artist.
Okay,
who's all in the show?
I'm also bringing artwork with me. I'm playing this particular performance with a phenomenal jazz pianist who I have not worked with in about 15 years. He's just the premier jazz pianist in Chicago. His name is Jeremy Kahn. And I decided to scale this down to a very intimate performance, given that it's a Sunday evening. And I sometimes do that. I work in everything from an 18-piece jazz orchestra to trio, quartet, quintet. But every now and again, I really like to just have a very warm, intimate audience, especially, or intimate concert, especially if it's a small theater. And I understand that this is a small theater, so I thought it would be great just to perform it this way. And we're going to be doing material from several of my discs, and then some. And we'll, you know, with Jeremy, he's an amazing, just an amazing talent. So it doesn't matter what I call, if it's something he knows, and 99% of the time he'll know it, we'll just play it. So until I see him on Sunday afternoon, I really don't know specifically what we're going to do, except I can tell you that we are going to play material off of my To the Ladies of Cool CD, which came out in 2012, and it's a modern exploration of the West Coast Cool movement, and it celebrates the artistry of Anita O'Day, Chris Connor, Julie London, and June Christie. And we'll probably do material from my latest disc titled The Space Between, which held a position on the national jazz charts for 23 weeks. And I'm very proud of that. So,
wow, congratulations.
I'm very much looking forward to this performance.
What's your favorite part of performing? And is there a particular song that you're going to be singing that night that's one of your favorites?
I have no idea. I just, you know, I fly by the seat of my pants.
You really are. You said that, and I wasn't sure exactly what you meant by that, but yeah, I guess you are.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you know what?
Hopefully you're not in a bad mood from that snowstorm.
Part of what I do, Dolly, is I think part of the magic of being a performer is not plotting and planning every single minute of every single show. There's got to be some spontaneity and some improvisational aspects that go into the performance. And I'm on the road about 180 or so days a year. In certain cases, if it's a big band performance, and yeah, everything has to be plotted and planned out. But if it's working with just a genius like Jeremy Kahn, I can show up and we can pretty much just do whatever we want, depending on reading the audience. I even have a show that I do. It's an all-audience request show. It's called Live by Request. In some cases, I show up with a piano player or use a guy that has a huge vocabulary in the American Songbook, and I bring in a menu of about 350 songs, and people just pick what they want to hear, and we play them in the style in which they want to hear them. They toss the titles into a basket on sheets of paper, and we pull them out of the basket and play them impromptu. That's one of my favorite shows to play. But we're not playing that particular show on Sunday. We are doing pieces from various discs that I've recorded, and because I am driving, it enables me to bring some of my artwork. I do visual interpretations of audio recordings by the jazz greats, and I do I have a lot of gallery showings, and I'm held in private collections, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm bringing in some artwork with me, which will be on display, and I'm not going to bring huge pieces or a ton of pieces, but I'm going to bring some new work,
and we'll see
if anybody's interested.
Yeah. Well, why not? Well, it sounds very entertaining for the ears and the eyes.
I hope so.
Kathy, it was great to talk to you on the show, and wish you a great show on Sunday, and safe travels as you head your way down to Naperville. You should come early. Downtown Naperville is just a very quaint, cute place,
really?
A lot of great shops and restaurants. If I had more time, I could, but we have a beautiful Riverwalk, and there's the Sullivan Steakhouse, one of my favorite places to go. They have jazz there. Oh man, you should pop in there and shock everybody. Start
on
singing
Saturday
at Sullivan's.
Night. Maybe I will.
There's a lot. There's a ton. You'll be so pleasantly surprised when you get down there. It's just a very quaint, adorable place. There's coffee shops down there too, and it's a really wonderful
coffee
place.
I'll need a coffee shop. I will need one for certain after that drive.
Well, it was great to talk to you, and look
you.
Forward
you
to your show
to,
on
you,
Sunday.
Do you think you're going to
your
be
show? I'm gonna definitely try to make it.
I'm definitely gonna
try to make it.
I hear they're very well attended, and it's a wonderful venue. Yeah, I would love to.
Yes, it sure is.
Your listening audience. My website address is KathyCousins.com, and that's KathyCousins, KathyCousins.com. And people can read about me and see my music and see some artwork and take a nose around, take a little tour around that website. And, it looks like Sunday, March the 2nd. There's a 40% chance of snow. I'm reading the weather for Illinois.
It's
right
a great
now.
Venue, and we look forward to having you. Thanks for coming to Naperville. And
thank you
we'll look
so
forward
much.
To seeing you, Kathy. Take
really
care.
Really appreciate it. I look
Bye-bye.
Forward to meeting you, Dolly. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, well, we got to remind you about some things going on really quick here. The Naperville Marathon Race. Naperville's having their marathon and their half marathon. Before you know it, it's going to be, do I dare say this without upsetting people? It'll be November. November 9th is when Naperville is having its marathon and half marathon, but I know we're trying to get out of the winter, and we don't want to think about that, but it's time to register already for that. So joining me really quick on the line is Craig Bixler, and he's the co-director of the Naperville Marathon Race. And good morning, Craig. Thanks for being on the show.
Good morning, Dolly. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I know you have a very important announcement to make this week in particular. Go ahead.
Yes, this week we are doing, for the first time ever, we're doing Charity Week, which is a week where runners can register for the race if they've donated to one of our program charities. And this is before general registration opens up in a couple of weeks. So this is a chance for everyone to be first in line. And
because we know this sells out quickly.
Yes, last year we filled out in one day, and while the race is expanding in size this year, we expect a good rush on general registration.
That was the first Naperville Marathon ever, and it sold out in 14 hours. People, can you believe? Now, is this a qualifying race for Boston? I know a lot of people look for these qualifying races. Is this one of them?
Absolutely. We're fully USATF certified, and we had quite a number of runners last year that made it that were qualified for Boston. They won't run this year's Boston. They actually qualified for the 2015 Boston. So this coming race in 2014 will qualify them for 2016 Boston.
Fantastic. Okay, so this week, registration, where do they go to register? And you have to be with the charity, right? You have to donate to the charity.
They can go to our website, Naperville26.com, and to our charity page, and that lists all the charities that are part of our program, and they can choose their charity, click on it, go right to that charity, and that charity will show them how to donate to the charity, and then the charity will give them a code, and they'll come back to us and register for the race with that code that they were given by the charity.
Okay. And when is regular registration taking place?
And regular, we'll run all week this week with charity registration. And next week, Saturday, March 8th, general registration
March
will open.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic.
And
Let me ask you real quick, because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's tricky with radio. Go ahead.
Last year we opened on a Monday, and people had to rush off to work and came home thinking they're going to register when they get home from work, and it was already sold out. So this year we thought, let's open on a weekend, and we can avoid that issue.
Okay, final question real quick, because I do have to move along, and what I want to get the point across, this Naperville Marathon, you're raising money for what exactly?
We've actually chosen 26 different charities, a variety of things, hospitals, kids charities, land use animals, veterans, hunger, and really it's kind of a smorgasbord to let each runner pick the charity that touches their heart the most.
Fantastic. What are some of them? Throw out a couple.
Little Friends, 360 Youth Services, Adopt Pet Shelter, Edward Foundation, Naperville Cares, Naperville Response for our veterans. Again, 26. There's
fantastic.
A fantastic choice.
Okay, thanks so much, Craig. Okay, give us the website one more time so people could register, know where to go to register for the Naperville Marathon.
www.naperville26.com.
Thanks so much, Craig, for being on the show, and good luck to you with all of this.
All right, thanks.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, time to move along here. I don't know how I got that accent going. Maybe it's because it's Adam's on the line. Adam Parks from Financial, he's a financial consultant with First Command Financial Services, and Adam and I were also friends, and we've been talking recently about St. Paddy's Day. Maybe that's what it was. I got this little Irish accent going.
It's that time of year, isn't it?
It is. All right. Well, thanks for being so patient and holding. We are running a little long today on the show, about 20 minutes over, but that's okay. And let me just say a quick hello to all my new listeners on 89.9 FM and to all the new listeners on Slam Internet Radio, and do a shout-out to all of them. Hey, drop me a line. Let me know how you're liking the show and if you have any ideas or maybe guest ideas. Love to hear from you. All right, let's get back to Adam. Adam Parks, Command Financial Services. Okay. What are we talking about this week, Adam?
You know what, Dolly? This week is actually going to be kind of good for you because I'm so pumped up about some of the events that are coming up that rather than, you know, take a lot of time to go into the financial services stuff, I thought you and I could just chat about the couple of events that are coming up that I'm pumped up about and I know that you're pumped up about. I know you're doing this. Bike ball for St. Patrick's Day at Quigley's, right, on the 16th.
Yeah, there's a couple of things going on that day as well. You were telling me about St. Baldrick's has an event at Ballydoyle, right? And Bike Ball is over there.
We've got a team going this year at St. Baldrick's. If you want to shave your head, I know you would never, you know, of course, but you know, there's some people are going to be out there shaving their head, and we're basically raising money for child cancer research. My team right now, Adams Irish Rovers, I think we've got 12 or 15 people, and we're going to be raising money, and I'm shaving my head again this year as the rest of my teammates are. Jordan Howell, who's a local person here, massage therapist, she's going to be shaving her head. Next year, maybe I'll convince
you. You're kidding.
You.
Wow, Jordan. Hey, no. Jordan, hats off to you. Top of the
right. Yeah,
top
literally.
Of the hat to you, my friend. Wow.
Literally hats off. So, yeah, it's going to be good. So that's March 16th. Our shave time is at noon. It's family friendly. I bring my daughters out there and my wife and my friends and my family comes out there. And it's just you go there, you eat. A portion of the proceeds goes to St. Baldrick's Foundation. And it's just it's a party with a purpose. So that's one thing I definitely want to see.
And that's the 16th.
If anybody's,
Ballydoyle. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Ballydoyle in what town? Because there's a couple of Ballydoyles.
In Aurora. In A
town. The one in Aurora. Okay,
that
so that's the 16th.
Right,
put it on your calendar.
Put that on your calendar.
There we go,
thing.
My friend. Get your pot of gold.
Yeah, we'll put us on the calendar. It'll be a grand time. So, yeah. See, now I'm coming out with the accent. I'm starting to listen to Pandora Irish Radio. Another Irish drinking song is the name of the Pandora station. So put that on your calendar. We're full of tips today.
Okay, what else we got? Any more St. Paddy's Day fun things to talk about? Oh, we got St. Paddy's Day weekend. We got the parade at 10 o'clock, which I'm so thrilled to be hosting that again. What else we got going there? Well, yeah, as I said before, Bike Bald, their event, their pub crawl is on the 16th as well. Ballydoyle is not one of those.
Aren't you going to be the grand poobah in the Naperville parade?
Oh, no, no, no.
Aren't you marching?
No.
No?
I'm not marching. I'm the host, so I will be in the broadcast booth talking about all the different floats and groups going by, for sure.
The hostess.
So are you in the parade?
Hostess.
Oh, yeah. I love doing that. It's one of my favorite things to do in Naperville, hosting that parade and talking about all the great charitable groups involved. And I want to do a shout-out to Mike Riley, who is going to be the Grand Marshal of this year's parade, for sure. So,
West Side
good work,
Irish,
Mike.
Right?
Proud of you.
West Side Irish.
West Suburban Irish. There we go. Look at us. We're thinking of the South Side Irish and the Northwest Side Irish, if you're from Chicago.
A whole different party.
Okay, so now that we've got the parties announced and put out there, you also have blessings in a backpack. You wanted to talk about that. I remember.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to save you a whole bunch of time and not take up too much time, so we can kind of do the financial planning stuff next time, if that's cool with you. I just wanted to get out one more event that we're going to have and save the date.
Okay. Okay.
Cool?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, April 3rd, we're doing the 6th annual Feel Good Fundraiser. As you know, once a year, I try to get as many people together to rally and basically just get together for a casual, you know, low-key networking thing and networking social, and it's also a feel-good fundraiser to raise money. And this year, again, we're going to do Blessings in a Backpack, which is a food program for kids that are unable to have unable to afford food Monday through Friday, the federal government steps in and pays for them to eat. But on the weekends, they don't have anything. So what our program does is fills a backpack full of food every Friday during the school year and sends it home with the kid, and then they bring it back on Monday, and we start the same cycle the following Friday. They give them another bag of food to take home. So it's a great program. We have local schools here in Naperville and in the surrounding communities that we've started, and they're participating in the program, and a lot of kids. So there's a little bit more of a need than we have backpacks. So what we're trying to do is trying to raise awareness and throw a party for a purpose, and that's going to be April 3rd. It's going to be to be determined where it's at. We're in talks right now. We need actually a big enough space. Last year, as you know, you were the MC for that event. We had over 300-something people there, sold Mayor Pradel for a lunch date. I mean, it was a good time. So, yeah, really looking forward to that one.
Oh, Adam, thank you so much for putting aside your business and plugging all these charitable groups. But you know what, folks? Adam Parks, friend of mine, great guy. He's a top-notch financial consultant that I use. And today he was going to talk about saving for kids' college and what's a good way to save. There's the 529 plans, et cetera, et cetera. But we're going to do that next week. But thank you, Adam, for plugging these great non-for-profits. I appreciate it, and you're awesome for doing that.
Yeah, I appreciate thanks, Dolly. I appreciate the time, and next week we'll get into digging into a little bit more stuff. And but thanks again for having me on the show. And hello, everybody.
You're so welcome. Why don't you throw out your email or website and phone number just in case someone wants to get a hold of you about any of these charities or getting your services
for any purpose at all? Absolutely. Feel free to reach out to me. I'm at firstcommandnaperville.com, or you can reach out to me at adparks, P-A-R-K-S, at firstcommand.com. That's spelled out, firstcommand.com. And our office line here is 630-756-0193. Thank you very much, Dolly. Talk to you next week.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Adam Parks. And, folks, like you said, any services you need done, give him a call. I'm teasing him now. You want your head shaved? Give Adam a call.
That's right. We'll shave
thanks,
you. Shave your head and give you an IRA.
Sounds great. That's a great combo. All right. Have a good one, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oh, man. I am so lucky to have been blessed with so many great guests today, and I've saved the best for last. Michelle and Gust, who is our contributor to our Good Inspiration segment, is now on the line. And here it is, the last week of February, and we were talking about relationships all this month. I can't wait to hear what this one's about. Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dolly.
Thanks for being on hold. You're another one. You and Adam both being so patient today. We had a lot of guests, and we squeezed in some last minute because there was a lot of things going on this weekend. And I wanted to get the word out about the Naperville Marathon, the early bird registration there. So thank you for your patience, my friend. I appreciate that. And so let's talk about
that. I want to tell you something first. I know your house, and I'm sympathetic to the fact that you are going to have to shovel this weekend. I just want you to know that.
You heard me talk about it. Yes, thank you, my friend. I'm hoping, I've been so lucky. I've talked about this on the show. I have been very lucky, though, but I don't expect them to do it because it's been a rough winter. My neighbors have come over across the street, Sue and Doug coming over with the snow plow or snow blower and taking care of most of my sidewalk and half of my driveway. I don't know what I would have done without the generosity and the time my neighbors have given me. I went over there last week, gave them a loaf of bread. I do. Gave them a loaf of bread last week, and I think I spent about 45 minutes talking with them. It's so nice to talk to the neighbors. We haven't seen each other for months.
Because you've all been inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm ready for some good inspiration from Michelle. Are you?
Well, we have one. This is the last day we're going to talk about relationships. Not that we won't talk about them in the future, but since it's for at the end of February, which is hard to believe. One thing I wanted to focus on today is the importance of listening. We have a habit of thinking that we need to fix things. When somebody comes to us and says, oh, this is happening to me, or I'm going through this, and we automatically think, how can we fix it? But and I know that they say men are fixers, but it doesn't matter what gender you are. We do it for everybody because we don't like to see people in pain, and we want to be able to help them and know that they're okay. But sometimes they don't want our opinion. Sometimes they don't need any. Nobody needs any judgment. So that's not sometimes. That's all the time. But they also don't always want us to fix it. Sometimes they just want us to listen. And for somebody, that can make a huge difference. For somebody to feel supported. And just to know that, hey, so-and-so listened to me today, and I feel better just because I had the chance to talk about what I'm going through. You know, my work is in, my past work has been in suicide, and I know a lot about not just dealing with people after suicide and grief, but also the suicide, what we call suicide attempt survivors, meaning people have attempted suicide, and they're then trying to go on with, they've lived, and they're trying to go on with life. And one of the things that they have not really had a voice. And one of the things they have said, though, is that they often don't feel heard, that when they tell somebody they're feeling suicidal, immediately people jump to, why would you want to do that? You have so much to live for. But they need that opportunity to talk about what we call the death side, to say, this is why I feel so bad. And until they have that opportunity to do that, they don't feel like they can go forward. But we as people, like, we just generally are, you know, we don't understand how somebody could feel that way. And so we don't want, it's uncomfortable to stand there with somebody. So it's also uncomfortable to stand there or sit there, whatever you're doing, text, phone, but to just listen to somebody and be that ear or be those eyes.
That's so hard to do, because that is such a hard thing to do. Because you also, part of you, I'm guilty of this. I want to fix things. And part of you feels like, okay, I'm listening. But then I feel like the other person, this is just me, and it's nothing to do with them, it's just me. I almost feel like this other person is, like, trying to get me to fix it or wanting me to come up with a solution or say something instead of listening. And I almost feel like
exactly.
I'm not, you know, that's a hard thing to do, but I'm working
it
on
it. Hard. Well, and I am too. It's hard to get off the phone with someone or, you know, leave somebody or whatever it is. And be like, wow, I don't feel like I really helped them. But well, we don't really know how we helped them. And you know, obviously we have to rely on them to tell us, to give us feedback on that. But so many times people just say, hey, I'm just so glad that you took the time to listen to me. Because the other side of that is we have a habit of not doing that anyway. Not only do we not want to fix it, but how many times are we just too busy to be there for people? And we get caught up in life, and so if all we need to do, I say all of it, it's that easy, but mm-hmm. It's just slow down a little. Be present with somebody. Let that you're not looking around thinking or about something else or what you're going to do in a couple hours or what you're going to have for dinner or how you're going to fix their situation, but you're right there with them listening and letting them know you care. And I've heard from many, many people about this, that this is a huge thing. And you know, so many things, there's several themes I know that always come up in what I talk about, the balance of life. But the other one is the being present. And being present mm-hmm. with someone, people really appreciate that.
Yeah. Michelle, you're always full of good ideas. And if you want to learn more about the hows and whys of doing just that, you can check out her website, inspiredbymichelle.com, and look at all those adorable pictures she has up there of herself. I'm jealous.
Thank you.
Especially because you're by the pool, and it's sunny, and it looks warm. But
and,
I know Albuquerque has had a rough winter, too.
We were very dry. It's in the 60s. I hate to say that. I had somebody, I do a lot of work in the Midwest on the phone, and I had someone say, I'm not sympathetic to you yesterday. But my sister, I don't know if I've said this before, my sister jokingly told me she was going to use my FedEx account to send me some snow. Because so, you all have more than your fair share, and we have none in the mountains, and we need it for our snowpack.
Oh, too funny. Well, Michelle, next week I want to just remind you, too, that it's my one-year anniversary of the show and 50th show. And so I'm so happy and thrilled and thankful to you for being a contributor to the show. It's been really fun, and you've contributed in such a positive way, and that's why we call it Good Inspirations. So thank you for all you've done.
I'm happy to be part of it. And I'm happy to watch the show, girl. I've been happy to watch that in the last year.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it, and I'm growing, too. I'm going to grow another year older next week, or March 10th. March 10th. It's Pisces season, everybody. Did you know that? Look out for us fishies out there. All right, I'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Michelle, Lynn,
next
Gust.
Next week. Thank you.
Check
her
out,
week,
Inspired
everyone.
By Michelle. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, I want to thank all my good guests for today's show. Deneb Perry, J.T. Lundy, best-selling author now. Proud of you, J.T. Billy Croft, one of my favorite Naperville firefighters and country singers. If you haven't checked him out, you can check him out on iTunes. He's got his songs on iTunes. You know that song, You Ain't Country Till Your Boots Are Dirty? Till Your Boots Are Dirty? Check it out. It is a great tune. Kathy Cousins, performing at North Central College this weekend. Thanks for being on the show, Kathy. Craig Bixler from the 2014 Edward Hospital Naperville Marathon and Half Marathon. Thanks for giving us that information. And I love how that marathon is supporting 26 different charities. Love it. Adam Parks at First Command Financial Services. Thanks to you. And finally, again, last but not least, we always like to end the show on a good note with Michelle Lynn Gust in our Good Inspiration segment. Thanks to everybody for being on the show. And with that, now it's time to end the show on a good note. I always like to say, stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I'm working on a new website, so that'll be up soon. We're going to have lots of contests and fun giveaways, and it's going to be really interactive. And we are now going to be taking the show on the road, too. So if you are interested in sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show, give us a shout-out on Facebook, send us a message, and my producer, Beth Rivard, will get in touch with you. And we're also going to be able to do, like I said, live remotes from your place of business. So it's going to be really exciting year. So many exciting things coming up. I do a shout out really quick to the Kankakee Barbecue Festival, which the Dolly McCarthy Show is going to be sponsoring this year. So stay tuned for interviews with John Party, you know, country singer. You know I love that country. Country singer John Party, Dustin Lynch. And we're going to have 38 Special on and Vanilla Ice. So quick shout out to Jim Peterick from 38 Special. Ides of March and Survivors. It's going to be a really exciting summer, guys, on the Dolly McCarthy Show. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. And again, thanks to all my new listeners on 89.9 FM and on Slam Internet Radio. And to everybody who's been listening on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys so much. Make it a great day. And I'll see you. I'll listen to you. Well, you'll listen to me next week. Listen in next week. That's what I meant to say. So used to being on TV and saying I'll see you later. But you won't see me. You'll hear me later. Make it a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. feel